I see out of the Shmaitza this past week's Parsha, Parsha Semor. The centerpiece, of course, in Parsha Semor is all about the Moedim, the Chagim, the Moedei Yisrael. Writes the Halig HaTorah, Vayidamra Hashem Moshe Lemor, Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'yamarta Lehem. In Parsha Semor, Lemor V'yamarta, clearly this alliteration and the repetition of a Loshon Amira, or reminding us, this is Loshon Rocha, this is Gishmak, this is an Indian that's Kal, that's Noach Lekulano. And that, of course, is discussing the Moedei Hashem. So, V'yamarta Lehem, Moedei Hashem, Asher Tikra Osa Mikrai Kodesh, Elehi Moedai. These are the Moedim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, writes the Shlach Kodesh. And what's the Moedei Hashem? Abishur says, don't make them Moedeichem, don't make them your Moedim, make them my Moedim. The Haina, what should you do? Should be learning Torah. Einachnami, we paskin Rabbi Yeshua. In the Gemara, twice in Shas, we have Sochem Hadaf Samachesem Adbeis and Beyatas Vavam Adbeis. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that it's called the Yontiv Chalkeh Chatzel Hashem Chatzel Lachem. We divide it up, but clearly we cannot ignore that it's a Chelek that belongs to a Kodesh Baruch. Mamela writes to the Shlach Kodesh. It's Moedei Hashem, not simply Moedeichem. Moedei Hashem, make sure what? Asher Tikra Osa Mikrai Kodesh. Make sure to learn Sfarim, to learn Mikra Kodesh. Writes the Shlach, make sure to be learning. And that's every yot. If you have to be learning, you have to be davening, and avada you have achila. But clearly it needs a beer. What's Moedei Hashem Asher Tikru Mikrai Kodesh? What's Tikru Osam Mikrai Kodesh? And the Gemara explains, and the three mentions in Parsha Semer Peruch of Gimel, writes the Gemara Rosh Hashanah towards the bottom of Chav Heyam and Aleph. Ho Maisa, and we're in the midst of the story, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva comes to be Mephayes, and he tells him, Hareu Omer, Atem, 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 Osam, 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 and Atem, 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 Gimel Pomem, Atem, what's the drosha? Osam, Atem, written Chosar, what's the Atem? Atem, Afidu, Shogigin, Atem, Afidu, Mezid, and Atem, Afidu, Mutan. Rabbi Akiva comes to be Menachem, and to be Mephayes, Rabbi Yeshua. Don't be insulted, Gamliel. Even though it worked out, Yom Kippur, it wasn't your cheshbon, don't worry about it. In the end of the day, even though Chal Yom Kippurim to be off according to Ram Gamliel, Azok Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yeshua, we see that we're Koveya the Chodesh, even if we do it b'mezid, even if we make a mistake, whether it's mezid shogeg or it toes gemura, it doesn't make a difference. And Amalo Akiva nechamtani nechamtani, Akiva, you have bought me a nechama, you bought me a double nechama, and clearly needs a beer. Why the double lush and the kveilos solosh and nechamtani nechamtani? The Marshal, the Orchaner, and others discuss in the Enemachus, Chavdala and Abbas, the same Rebbe Akiva, Akiva nechamtano, Akiva nechamtano, there it made sense. We had two maisalach. So two separate incidents, writes the Marshal Orchaner, nechama for one, nechama for the other. Why the double lush? And Akoponim, Rebbe Akiva's Mephayis, his colleague, Rebbe Yeshua, what pious? What is this idea? Iron Gamliel made a toast. Aye. It turns out you thought it's Yom Kippur, now you're walking with Maklo Pundos. So to Rabbi Gamliel and Yom Kippur, don't worry about it. We are Koveya the Zmanim. And even if we make a mistake, and even if we do it amazing, you have nothing to worry about. We are the Bailam over the Zman. So clearly that's the idea, as explained by Rav Gifter and Perkei Moed and by others as well. When we were given the first mitzvah as a new Am by Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKodezel Lachem, the Hadgosha as well in Lachem was Gufa this Inyan. HaKodezel Lachem, the Inyan of Chodesh, of Kviyas HaKodesh, is Lachem. It's yours. You own it. You're the Bailam over it. It belongs to you. And that's Gemara Shana Chafei, Atam Afilu Mezin and Atam Afilu Shogin, Atam Afilu Maton. You have the Bailus, the Tfisas Yad, over the Musik of Zman. You control Zman. Which we said is very matim, because the Yidden left Mitzrayim. What was Mitzrayim all about? Robert A. Levine writes in his book, A Geography of Time, ancient Egyptians, they're the one who gave us the sundial, they're the one who gave us the first solar calendar. They happened parenthetically to be the ones that gave us the umbrella as well. The umbrella was not created to protect from rain, it was actually created to shield the individuals from the sun, and that was also in Mitzrayim. They worshipped the sun. That's what we see in Henry Frankfurt, Kingship and the Gods, Avram Shulman Yehuda, Accuracy of the Bible, and his Hebrew Sefer Eva Varav. That's what we see in the writings of the Egyptian historians. We find it in the writings of James Preston of Giles, Unwrapping the Pharaohs, James D. Long Riddle, The Exodus, and so many other books, that in the end of the day, they worshipped the sun. That was the number one god. By the way, in degrees, you know how in degrees, we always have that little circle by the top right corner whenever we mark degrees. Where do you think that comes from? That was always symbolic of the sun hovering in the sky. Thus, when we measure degrees, even when it's 2 degrees, and clearly there's not much sun going on, that is representative of measuring temperature. That little ball in the top right corner, that was always symbolic of the sun. So Egypt gave us the worship of the sun. We leave Mitzrayim behind. What's the first mitzvah? To highlight that stark contrast between the Yidden now as an Ummah, as an Am Chadosh, and contradistinction to the Egyptians, they worship the sun. They were all about the sun. Not coincidentally, they get hit hard right before Makis Bechoros, the Makis Bepatish, the clincher that triggered the exodus from the land. What's the last Makis? The Maral explains all going up in ascending order of severity. What's number 9? Makis Choshech. But you don't see in the Psukim nor in Rosh Chazal that anybody died. You even have a Shita that only lasted 6 rather than 7 days, according to the Shita that each Makkah lasted for a week. In the end of the day, it was about the theology and the ideology of ancient Egypt crumbling before their very own eyes, knocking out the sun that's knocking out the number 1 God. Even the Nile was only God number 2. I in the Malbim in his commentary in Vayera Parakzayim Posuket Aleph, the water of the Nile would only overflow and thereby sustain ancient Egypt, depending on the movements, not of the moon. We know the waves are controlled by movements of the moon, but they attribute it mistakenly, erroneously to the sun. It was all about the number 2 God, Botel Mavuto, to the number 1 God. That was the sun God. Makas Choshech, you knock it out. Then you knock out the heir, the successor to the throne, the son of the sun, the S-O-N of the S-U-M. Hamamela, now you're ready to go out of Mitzrayim. And the first mitzvah given to this new Am is going to be what? Quite appropriately, it will be Achur Zalachem. Don't go after the sun. Henceforth, you're going to be controlled by the moon. And that's the sense of Chodesh, of Hischachus, as opposed to, as the Ibn Ezra writes in the beginning of Rashi, the sun is Kaveya, the Shana is Kaveya, the calendar year. Shana is just what? It's Shinun, it's Chazora. Lishanot is to Chazah, to review. It's the same thing all over again. It's the maintenance of status quo. That's the job of the sun, Kaveya. Olam Kimenhoga Noeg, as opposed to the Levana, which is Kaveya, the Chodesh, the sense of Hischachus, the waxing and waning of the moon, clearly symbolic, highlighting continuously month after month, the idea of Hischachus, of the waxing and waning, the constant renewal of the month, Asidin Hischadish Kimoso, that's the Hischachus of Levana, that's Klai Yisrael. Through the moon, you're going to be Kaveya, you're a Chorz Alachem, you own it. If you own it, it's very Mistar, then when you get to the Parsha of the Moadim, yes, they're called the Moadei Hashem. But in the same breath, in the same line, the same posuk, Amitzarecha, they're Moadei Hashem, but the Eibishter is readily masking the what? Asher Tikru Osa. And once you guys are Kaveya and you are the sole determiners, you're going to decide when it's going to be the Moed, and then when you define the Tzur of the Moed, you better make sure, first and foremost, it's a Moed Hashem. I want to make sure there's Mikra Kodesh, you have to make sure there's learning, there's Torah V'cholai, and we'll split it up, but we're not just splitting it up, it's down 50-50. And the actual performance, it might be 50-50, the Rambam is even Mashma, Perek Vav Vilchos Yontev, that it's a din of 50-50, Prima Gadim, of course, says it's Lav Davka, doesn't mean you have to be measuring every Yontev, Chalkeo divided up 50-50, Mamish, but Akoponim, the Musig is there, Chalkeo divided up. Hashem says the Mayam Tovim and the Yur Yom Tovim, but the Yur Yom Tovim in the sense, and the Yur Koveya the Zman. What exactly does that mean? And the Yerushalmi does write in Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, and does say that the Eibishter is Koveya the Chodesh Min Lamala, and Eina Kodesh Ruchu, a Koveya the Chodesh Min Lamala, Acha based in Mekachin as a Chodesh Min Lamata. Dehainu the Eibishter waits. He says, I am going to follow your lead. And you're going to be spearheading the efforts when you're going to decide it's Kiddush HaChodesh. And I'm only then going to follow, and I'm going to change the clock in accordance when you and the sole decision makers of the Kviya Diyarcha will go ahead and be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And this is a plea atzuma. I writes the Ra'ah in his Bedek Abayis when he talks about Hilchos Nida. The Ra'ah writes, and the Rashba mentions this idea as well, in his Chidush HaRashbam Ksuvis. Writes the Ra'ah, and we know that in the din of Vestos, we know that a woman has to be Choshesh, she has something called a Vesta Chodesh, if she saw Dam in the midst of her menstrual cycle on the 15th day of this month, let's say of Chodesh, she has to be now be Choshesh, that after now she has to be Maneh, she has to hold herself back from her husband, she has to be Choshesh, maybe if she saw on the 15th day of this month, of Iyar, she has to be Choshesh, be suspect, maybe she's going to see blood on the 15th day of Sivan. Why in the world should we say that just because she saw on the 15th day of this month, maybe she's going to see in the 15th day of that? Wouldn't it depend on whether or not it was a Chodesh Moli or a Chodesh Chaser? Shouldn't it depend? After all, we based it, can decide, is it going to be Moli, is it going to be Chaser? How can you make Avesta Chodesh? It's going to be the same day. It's not going to be the same day. Sometimes it's going to be 30 days. Sometimes it could be 29. We decide what it's going to be. Amachadish Dura, what do you see? That in Lamaisa, it's changing the Metzias. It's not just a nice drush, a nice homiletic vart. Oh, by the way, we control Zman. What does it mean we control Zman? We don't simply control the Zman and we decide when the Moedim are going to occur. Far more than that. We're going to change, we're going to alter the Metzius Amitis. We decide when a woman's going to see blood. She saw in the day of the last month. Now maybe she's going to see the day of the but isn't it going to depend on how many days will be serving as the interval, and that interim, it doesn't make a difference. We decide when it's Kaveya, we decide when it's the 15th day, and thus we will change the Metzius, and our body will actually change in accordance with the way that we're Kaveya the Chodesh, Azoi, State, and Ra'ah, and Bedek Abayis. And more than that, a Peladik Yerushalmi Yuxuvis, a Yerushalmi Yuxuvis, Perakal, Valochaveis, right at the beginning, Dorish Rabbi Avin. I listen to this Gavaldi Yachidish, and it's brought again, Nochamo by the Rashman Yuxuvis, and by the Shilti Giborim. A Peladik Yerushalmi. And the Yashami says, Dorish Rabbi Avani Darshan's a Posik Gittil and Kapitol Nun Zayin and Posik Gimel. And he Darshan's, we're not going to get into the nature of the Drosha right now, because we're out of time. But Akoponim writes, Rabbi Avin, that we know that a woman who loses her besulim pachusim ibanos sholoshonav yom echad, and the Gemara discusses various places in Ksuvos that if a woman loses her hymen, she loses her besulim under the age of 3 years and one day, it will go back. It will grow back. Besulo sel chayzus. The hymen will actually physically it will grow back if she lost it under the age of 3 years and one day. What happens if it's coming to the end of 3 years? And that means 3 years from her birthday. And now Chazal decide we're going to go ahead and be ma'abr the shana. We're going to make an other base. Now remember, in Metzius, it's 12, 12 of 12. It's mamash 36 months from her birthday. And comes the end of the 36 months, Chazal say, for whatever reason, we're deciding to be ma'abr the shana. We're going to add now another base. We're going to add another base. That means now it's going to be 37 months. Hashtate in Yerushalmi, Darash Rabbi Avin, her Metzius and physical anatomy will change in accordance when we decide when it's another month. That means, even though typically the Besuleh would go out and be Chazres, now it's a month. I didn't go back already. No, it's not going to go back because it's still other base. We prolong the year. If we prolong the year, then the Metzius and has halacha l'maaseh ramifications. We treat her as a pechus of Yoshon Shav Yom Echad because we made another base. Ad kedekach harzalachem. We mamish own it. We own it ad kedekach. We're Koveya the Metzius. We establish it. The Metzius Amitis Mamish. With all the aforementioned, isn't it Kishmak? Now we can understand the idea that the Moedim are all about splitting it with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shamus is Kviyah V'kayma. Shamus is Nikva Yidei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Mashenkin the Yom Tov, and we're Kovei the Yom Tov. This is one that we're splitting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is one we could go ahead and cook, and we could carry. We could get out there, Aliyah L'Rego, we go out, the Aftos of the Yom, because this is Mamish Mitzan Echon, more our Yom Tov than even that of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Shamus, which is Kviyah V'kayma. We're Makan Yisrael V'Hamoedim. We're Makan Yisrael V'Hazmanim. We decide when the Zmanim will occur. Yidei, the fact that Hashem imbued and within us an inherent kedusha, we're now empowered memela that we too can be makadish the zman, and we're going to be kaveya the zmanim. So now it's very gishmak. You open up the go to Shul Pesach, and we have at the very end of the go to the second to last, and it is Echa Meyodea. And I saw Rav Arieli asks this kasha in his parish on the Gadol, Rav Yosef and his parish on the Gadol. Many mafarshim have bothered. Echa Meyodea. That's all. Kedusha Shmaya Mar Shnayim Shneil Chosibris. Give on the Gimel Lovus and the Daladi most Bokas Tesayim at base. Hey, Chamisha Chamashetor, she said, Misha Gavalik, Shiva Yemei Shabosa, they're all about Ruknias. It's all Gishmak, Shmoni Yemei Mila, Yuchatas, Lafuki, Sharu Masolam. And then we get to number nine. Number nine is what? Tisha Yarcheleda. Frek the Velta Kasha, Tisha Yarcheleda. And that's Shaya to the guy, everyone has it. And what's this doing at the end of the Seder? And Terrence says, it's very Gishmak, we're coming out of Mitzrayim. The end of God is what? Tisha Yarcheleda. We're Kovei of the Matthias. We decide when it's 9 months. The 9 months are the nine Yarche Haleda. It's the Tisha Yarche Leda, the 9 months. We're Koveyu in the 9 months. So yes, in Sheva Brochus, the woman is called what? Ksuvas Dal Chesav and Aleph. She's called the Binyan Adayad. She is man's best friend. Mehat Lerecha Kamaycha, Ayin Kadush in the beginning of the second Parakish Makadish. Daf Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, Osh Lekadish, Shisha Chirena, Shema, Timsa Badar Mugun, Vetisgana, Mailish, and Mehat Lerecha Kamaycha, Kadush, Yates, Yud Ches. She is your Rea. Rea is always spelled Chosay Yud. And it takes 270 days, 9 months, 30 days on average, until You bring the child into the world. No coincidence. The Isha is called the Reya. Reya is Reishai in Gematria 270. Hey Rayon, pregnancy. Emakolo is Gematria 270. And what's the other title? The Chibberbuch. She is called Binyan Adiyad. Rashi says the Binyan the Doros. Binyan Adiyad, Gematria 270. That's Hey Rayon, that's Reya, all 270. We decide the Tisha Yarchanita. We're Koveya, the Metzias of 9 months. And all the Goyim now in Nigra Basar Os, the Gabi, the woman's menstrual cycle, the Gabi, the reproductive cycle. It all goes after the Levana. Who controls the Levana? Kliasol, how apropos that Gufa has become Adam Mitzrayim. And Gufa, Makkah number 9 was Makkah Schoshach, shutting down the sun. Ala Umas Zela Umas Makkah number 9. We have number 9. And what's number 9? Tisha Yarchelida, the Yeshua. And the Tisha Yarchelida is what? Nikvai de Kliasol. We're Kaveo Lachem. It belongs to us. Atam Afilam Ezin, Atam Afilam Toeb, Atam Afilam Utan, Atam Afilam Shogigin. We're the Bailam over this man. That's what's going to highlight and to mark the Yetzir from Mitzrayim. They're not on top. We're on top of the world. We're on top not only in Mokum, are we going to the Mokum of Yisrael. Now that we are going to be infused with Torah Seinu HaKadosh, which is going to bring us Kedusha Sa'adam, Kedusha of the Mensch. At the same time, we have Kedusha Sazman merging and fusing with the other two Inyanim of Kedusha, Mekadosh the Zman. We are Mekadosh the Zman. It belongs to us. Tishrei Chaleda. That's what's highlighted a little Yetzir from Mitzrayim. That's what changes the Metzias. That's Yerushalmi and Shuvas. That's the Ra. And the Rashba, Benek Abayas, and Shurim Sabayas. Have a gavaldig and after see you back following the show here in the Beis Medrash Mitzvah Shem 9 to 9:30 tonight. Have a wonderful evening and a gavaldig rest of the week ahead. God is pleased.